Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
All right, let's get into What's Poppin' here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610 live from Radio Row. And one of the things that happened earlier today, we talked about it around the NFL. There was news that Myles Garrett has finally, in some ways, come to his senses. He is asking out of Cleveland, trying to get traded. And so there's a lot of different places that I imagine are in on this. And you think of the Houston Texans, you go, they're probably set on that. But
I like the way Charles McDonald was thinking.
It's like, just get him.
Just get him.
Just get him.
Why not? let's go.
I mean, what's complicated about it?
Yeah, exactly.
Just go do it.
Yeah, just.
You got two great defensive ends. Let's get another one. How about that?
By the way, if you're not familiar with that voice, that is B. Scott. He was around. We figured, why not?
Hey, those wings look good, man.
Also known as the notorious wing eater.
Those wings
look
good.
Leaning off the bone.
By the way,
mama raised me right. That's right.
I know, Figgy, you don't have the headset on, but are you going to take that video and put it up? You're going to go get that video of B. Scott eating
I'm going to go grab it.
Oh, no.
Grab it.
Oh, no.
The comments were great. Hey, the comments were great.
Y'all know me well enough to know there is no shame in my game. Zero. I am about the most shameless individual that you will find.
Okay, so speaking of.
I wear it proudly.
Speaking of shamelessness, how would you feel about the idea of Danielle Hunter for Myles Garrett? I mean, you might have to do some level of contract, like an extension there in order to get him over there. Would you be all right with that, or are you 100% good with, hey, let's stick with Danielle. I like seeing them Euros and all that.
Look,
keep that in the business.
Look, I love Danielle, and I would be perfectly fine if they just say, hey, look, we got two star defensive ends. We're going to roll with that. But you're not finna have me argue with going out and go get Myles Garrett. Like, what are we talking about? Like, we're talking about a generational talent, a perennial defensive player of the year candidate. And Danielle Hunter, with all due respect in his own right, is, I think, closer to that ilk than we probably want to give him credit for in this conversation. It seems kind of dismissive, but we're talking about Myles Garrett.
We actually talked about that before.
One of one. We're talking about one of one right now, a generational talent in this league
right
now. You're
going to do that crossover in the middle of the defense?
Yeah, come on. Come on, what are we doing? What are we talking about? Every team that doesn't have – so every team not the Browns should be interested in Myles Garrett. I firmly believe that.
Yeah, we'll see if Nick Caserio does anything.
I wish we could play Madden a little bit, man. Just move Danielle in the middle and put Myles Garrett on the end and just had
– Yeah, move them all around.
Hey. You already did that with Danico Autry. Four down pass rushers.
Worked out great.
Oops, all pass rushers is what we're doing on defense.
Four guys on the line, all of them pass rushing.
Yeah. Stop rushing. Stop what run.
Yeah. We'll get there. We'll get to the
run. You
can
run the football. You're not throwing it, though. Yeah. That's what's going to happen here.
You better run.
Yeah, exactly. Some other things that are popping. Obviously, Ryan Presley has been, you know, traded to the Chicago Cubs. I thought he did a little bit of a classy move. He took out – it's kind of old school, but I feel like it still works.
Actual newspaper, huh?
He went to the Houston Chronicle and took out a full-page ad just thanking the city for the time period that he spent here. Man, he really loved it here.
He did, and even that was kind of like the exclamation point. There is no way he would have done this under any other circumstance, other than Dana Brown and Joe Espada took the closing job away from him. Like, that was it. That was it. That's why he's gone. You know, even was it Dana Brown was talking last week about, oh, yeah, things changed after that. Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Correct.
and that's the reason he's not here anymore.
Yeah, I was like, no, he's probably not going to want to talk to you very much. I understand how that happens.
Yeah. It's a tough thing, though, because, like, Presley's a legend here. Like, mm-hmm. I was thinking about this when Billy Wagner got inducted into the, or was announced to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. I don't feel like in today's day and age, we do enough of celebrating the elite reliever or the elite closer because of the way the game has changed, the way bullpens are managed differently.
Yeah.
But Ryan Presley, in every sense of the word, I think is somebody that we should talk about as, you know, one of the better relievers in Astros history and obviously a legend for what he did for the team. So it is odd to see how that relationship turned, but you also understand what was happening.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love that the way that he did this. He has the full page ad, but then, like, he has the letter on one side, but he also has the front page of the Chronicle on the other side of that take about that ad. He made sure that he saw that champs, that World Series champions with him mm-hmm. pointed to the sky. He's like, no, I need you to remember. This is the moment. This is it right here. We did it together, but I was here.
Hey, Lopez, I know you could be sensitive to this because you were a newspaper man, but look, Ryan Presley, part of a dying breed, last of a generation that actually knows what a newspaper
is. He knows what a newspaper is.
Just barely old enough to know what a newspaper is.
Yes, he is. He's one of the older guys.
There you go.
That actually had it on his front porch at some point.
Yeah. For sure.
That best way to do this, right? If you're going to take out a full page ad, the best way to do it is
exactly like that.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly like that. Especially a picture of him, like,
exactly. Yeah, like, hey, man,
I'm the dude, and I appreciate you.
I'm leaving, and I'm so happy, like, with my time there. But I want y'all to remember, I did this right here.
Exactly.
This is me, all me right here. Yeah. So yeah, shout out to Ryan Presley. Best of luck to him in his future endeavors.
You know what? Before you move on,
yes,
another
sir.
Thing that Dana Brown them took from us with the Ryan Presley thing, mm-hmm. the Johnny Cash, the intro song.
Yeah. Like, that was one of the first things that one of my kids sent me.
Man, when they shut them lights out and everybody get their phones out, and then you hear that Cash come on, you know it's about to be cracking. But I'm gonna miss me some press, man.
Absolutely, 100%. Now I do want to go, especially since we got B-Scott here. Why not? A really embarrassing Island home game loss in my mind to the Brooklyn Nets on Saturday.
I was in the building.
Now,
you were.
Yeah,
oh, yes. So you had a very particular view of that. With, you know, it was a very frustrating loss after, you know, a four-game set being on the road. You come home for one home game before you head back on the road on another four-game road trip, which begins tonight in New York at Madison Square Garden. But this team just looked like they did not have any intensity, any energy, and it felt like this was one of those games where, you really are missing Alperen Sengun.
Yeah, all of that you just said on the last part, because I'm okay with losing the game, 82-game season. You're going to have some highs and some lows. You're going to lose to some teams that you probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
You're probably going to beat some teams that you probably shouldn't. But it was the way that they looked, the part that you mentioned about the energy. Like, the energy and effort did not seem to be there in the same way that we have come accustomed to watching the Rockets, especially this mm-hmm. version of the Rockets, the E-Maze Rockets over the last couple of years. Normally, effort and energy is not the thing that you're going to criticize them for. They can't shoot. They can't do this. They can't do that. You still don't know who the closer is and all these other type of things. But it's normally not, hey, they didn't get after it.
Yeah.
And that was what that night felt like. It was a pretty big disappointment considering that is their calling card, is to show effort and energy. Now, the Alperen Sengun and then Fred VanVleet going out with the ankle injury early in the game, those things were relevant, and I think part of the reason why, hey, they might not have won this game anyway, but you got to put out a better effort than that.
Yeah, I mean, it was 110-98 loss, and by the way, I think one of the things that made it smart a little bit more for me, not that it actually changes anything on the standings or anything, but the Nets won their first set of consecutive games. since November. Like, this is not a good basketball team, but I think they posed a very particular challenge.
That's what it was, right? I mean, they had a tough matchup. Now, the Rockets were, as B. Scott was saying, sort of a half step slow.
Yeah.
They also seemed to be just a matchup problem for them.
Just a lot of – I mean, B. Scott, you were there. It felt like a lot of – they have a lot of length. They have a lot of size.
Yep.
And the Rockets, if they can't, you know, pick and roll and get initiating offense that way, it'll devolve into just kind of ISO basketball, especially if you can't drop the ball down and let Alperen kind of distribute from the center of the
floor. Yeah, they didn't guard worth a damn. They didn't get after it defensively, which is a big disappointment.
True.
But then on the offensive side, to y'all's point, like – they're bad enough with one of those guys out. Like, Alper Şengün is basically who their offense centers around. Fred VanVleet is basically the orchestrator of the one who keeps everything together. They didn't have the center of the universe, and they didn't have the one that normally pulls the puppet strings, if you will.
Yeah.
So they were basically like it was just, hey, Jalen Green, go get us a bucket.
Yeah.
Good luck. Which and that is not, I don't think, a recipe for success.
No, and I mean I don't think that's the way that has been his best iteration of basketball either. He ends.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Up doing taking some shots where you can make them sometimes, but it's not a good diet, and you're not gonna hit them at a high rate. And you definitely fell into a lot of those, and then on top of that you fell into Amen Thompson trying to do some of that too, and
yeah.
Like, oh, this is not productive basketball for a team of the caliber that the Rockets are setting themselves up to be. So hopefully they can find a level of getting themselves back to a better place as they face off against a really tough opponent, the New York Knicks, tonight in New York. Fred VanVleet is already out for this one. Alperen Şengün is questionable. And so, that it'll be an interesting look because, again, not having Fred, who is an orchestrator on this offense.
Yeah.
Let's see if these other guys can kind of get themselves to a place where they're sticking to the plan and playing better basketball. Some other things that happened was popping. Hey, man, the Houston boy is back in Texas, but not with the Rockets. De'Aaron Fox was indeed traded to the San Antonio Spurs in a deal that saw Zach LaVine go from Chicago to the Kings. I mean, this makes the Spurs very terrifying in the division, don't they?
At least moving forward, I would say. Like I don't know about how much this year it's going to connect and all that. They're still, pretty far back in the stack. But this is the best thing about this. I was saying this earlier. If you're a Spurs fan, B. Scott, they didn't give up any of their key assets,
dude.
Nothing.
This is. So for as much as I enjoyed, guilty pleasure watching the Mavs fans, squeamish over the Luka Doncic trade.
Yeah.
Man, because these are the two teams that the other two basketball teams that are in the state, right? So we've got, I think, close interstate rivals with the Mavericks and the Spurs fan bases. So I'm like, yeah, Mavs, y'all are at your lowest of low. and then the Spurs come up with a De'Aaron Fox. They're like, hey, man, you know, we got De'Aaron Fox. Chris Paul's on the team already, and we got the alien in Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah.
De'Aaron Fox is what? He can't be older than 26, 27.
I believe he's 27.
Yeah, he can't. So like, they are positioned for the future to have two preeminent stars, two all-stars on their team. Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
But it makes for good I-10 rivalry stuff.
Yeah, and the Spurs will be a lot more fun to watch now. Like the Spurs, the only reason to watch over the last couple of years has been Wembanyama, at least for my money.
Well, Castle is really coming along.
Yeah. They've got some young talent.
And he's going to be part of that.
For sure. And not having to, like you mentioned, not having to give up their young talent, not having to give up Stephon Castle to get what I don't understand what it is with not having to give up young talent to go get a superstar.
What a concept, huh?
Yeah, man.
what a concept.
Like the Mavs are not like, hey, you know what? I want that Dalton Connect. Let me get that.
Yeah.
Let me get that other first round pick. Let me get another first round pick with that. They don't want none of that. Same thing with this Spurs thing. It's like, hey, you don't want to get Stephon Castle? Hey, whatever. Hey, if they like it, I love it.
It seems like the Kings got a whole bunch of like trade assets or like a draft assets rather in that trade back. So maybe they're good with that. But yeah, Fox is indeed back in Texas. Doesn't have a three ball, which hopefully that is somewhat of a limiting factor, at least when you have to face off against them. Like, he is a scoring guy, but he's getting downhill. And Wembanyama maybe is, if he's out there shooting the three ball, he's not as effective getting downhill and just dunking on you. Maybe those are the things that you can look at.
But it also gives you a sense for how they're going to build the team.
That is true.
Yeah. Right? So everybody, all of the other three guys on the team going forward after this year, you best believe that's what's going to be on the team.
Yeah, they'll find some shooting. So, yeah, the Spurs are moving their way along towards finding something as the Rockets ahead of them, thankfully, but they will have to continue pushing forward in their development because the rest of the West continues to be a menace in the NBA. Some other things that are popping. I did want to mention this. What did I have here? Of course, the internet not working. Okay.
How bad do you really want to mention it, though, Red? How badly do you really want to mention it? Well, that's me filibustering, by the way.
I do personally want to mention it because Houston was among four groups to officially submit a WNBA expansion bid. So the possibility of the return of the Comets do exist. Now, remember, the Comets banners still hang in Toyota Center. Like, this is something that it's a point of civic pride in some ways. You won the first four of the WNBA banners with that Houston Comets team. That team now, for the time being, defunct, but could come back as WNBA is trying to expand, and Tilmer Fertitta, the governor of the Rockets, seems to be one of the four teams or one of the four cities that is trying to bring a WNBA team to Houston.
And you kind of think, you know, just, what, 2-3 years ago, your city goes, you know what, we're kind of interested in a WNBA team. And you're kind of thinking, what are you doing? But now's a good time.
Yeah.
And now's a good time. That league, the college game in that league, is really taking off. A lot of individual superstars that have been branded and are recognizable and are certainly the game is better than it's ever been. It's actually not a bad play, man. I think it's a very good play.
Yeah, strike while the iron's hot. Right. Yeah. I think from a business side, to your point, Lopez, it's a good play. From a civic and cultural standpoint, to Reggie's point, like I think it's a good play. The first four championships here, some of the best players to ever play in the game. And I think about this too, guys. The farther we get removed from that 97 to 2000 era, like the farther we get away from it, the more their legacy kind of gets pushed back to the back burner and it's easier to forget.
Well, that's absolutely true.
Right.
Yeah. And
they were huge here.
Yeah, man. They were rock stars, man.
It was relative. I'm not going to overdo it, but relatively regularly, you know, 9,000, 10,000. Sometimes they would sell out on the playoffs, you know, at the old Compaq Center.
Yeah. I went to Monica Lamb's basketball camp at TSU, and Kim Parrott came and spoke before she passed. Like, I mean, these were important moments growing up.
Yeah.
Like, it was a big deal. But I think before we got into the culture wars of like people hating, you know, not wanting to give women's basketball the credit that it deserves, we've kind of flipped now.
Yeah.
And are like recognizing them for what they are. I think the rivalries that we're seeing with Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, some of what we're seeing these days is helping that. But yeah, I would love to see the Comets come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. That's what's popping here Well, I guess, and also, what's also popping is that we are in New Orleans.
We are in New Orleans.
Super Bowl Radio Row, man. And
I got my Mardi Gras shirt on. I'm doing a month early, baby.
Did you fly in there?
I'm ready to go. I sure did. I damn sure did.
You pulled into the airport with that.
Nah, you want to make it known where you were headed?
Man, I've had this shirt for 2 years. My first time wearing. I cut the tags off this morning. I couldn't wait.
That's
great. Oh, that's great.
Ready to get here.
Because you just touched down and went right here. What are the shenanigans that you're most excited to get into?
Oh man, I saw y'all went to Cafe Du Monde. I want to do that. Mm-hmm. So the French Quarter, all of the different, I don't want to call them scammers, but like the hustlers.
Yeah.
Like the guys they're pretending to do magic tricks. They're not.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was down here and a dude had like a Transformer outfit, like a Transformer costume, like, yeah. And he would literally like he be like standing up regular like the rest of us, and he would fold himself into a Transformer. Man, they got all kind of hustlers on the French Quarter, man. I cannot wait to go see them.
I can tell you where you got those shoes. That's all my favorite line.
Yeah.
So you will know if you are also making your way to New Orleans for this type of week, you will know exactly where to find B-Scott. It sounds like that is very evident.
With the scammers.
Yeah.
I will be with him.
He will not be a scammer, though.
No, I'm here on official capacity.
There you go. And that official capacity brought to you by Flight by Yuengling, a low T-7 bringing this out here. That man is currently sitting in the hot seat. Brought to you by Exclusive Furniture. And, of course, you can see it on the live stream that is sponsored by Mo Karam Injury Lawyers. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we headed to our final hour of Monday, and we begin by getting to the winners and losers of the weekend, and we'll do that next.
All right, let's talk about Ability Trees, abilitytrees.com, and Lewis Flory, and getting those trees taken care of, man. With Lewis Flory, he's a good friend. Be sure to mention my name. It helps. He'll come out to your house, he'll answer all your questions like he's done for me with, you know, multiple times at our house. My kids even use him out there, called him out there, and they love him. And the reason is it is complete tree care in every sense of the term. Talking about pruning and manicuring your trees, which is always at the top of the list, because not only will they look better, but you'll sleep a little better at night too, because with Ability Trees, when you properly trim and prune your trees, you're going to get them less susceptible to wind and storm damage. And you can spray them for insects and diseases, deep root feeding, all of it with the knowledge and expertise of more than 40 years as a licensed arborist in the greater Houston area. Call Lewis Flory, and you'll be very glad you did. 281-441-4179, 281-441-4179. It's abilitytrees.com, Houston's leading tree care professional.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.